Breeze comes through the room and you return the favor.
Gonorrhea! No. Somewhere on the outside of this building, there is a hole where squirrels come in.
Better than a hole where dicks come in.
Yeah, better than that.
Going down the stairs to wash the laundry.
What the hell?
Pizza.
Stop! Stop it now! I order you to stop! I'm still touching myself.
Yeah!
All young bitches want to do is pop pills, smoke weed, get drunk, lay around, suck dick, eat hot Cheetos, charge their phone, get a sew and weave, twerk, be bisexual, eat McDonald's, wash their pussy in the sink, lie, take selfies, and talk shit through Wi-Fi because they phone never on.
I think washing they pussy in the sink is my favorite part. The Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is live from the lair. All right, now, I'm just going to put this out there. We have a situation in the regiment. Blake, one of his tag-along nephews, suffered a fractured skull today and is in the hospital in fairly serious condition. So if you guys would throw your thoughts and prayers that way, that would be great. It's a young kid. He's about really close in age to Blake's own son and has known the kid since he was like 2 or 3 years old. So it's his tag-along nephew. Look, we all have, you know, people in our lives like that are, you know, just after a while, you just look over and go, okay, I guess you're in the family now. That's the situation here. So we're just putting that out there. The situation is going on. All right, now we're going to give you the standard boilerplate statement that we give so we don't get sued into the Stone Age. The show is for entertainment purposes only, and we have our opinions about things, and some people might get upset by that. If you are a lefty, progressive, liberal turdball, hey, you might not want to watch this, move on to something else, and that's fine. It's not a big deal. We have freedom of speech, and we're going to say what we're going to say. All right, now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, what were you saying there, Damon?
I was saying disclaimer. The word you were searching for was disclaimer. I could hear your thinking meat grinding against yes. the rail on a bad wheel.
I mean, that's what you get when you have a brain injury. If your word recall is not as good as it used to be, and I stammer and stutter a little bit.
It's not like you were dropped countless times, blown up, and subjected to a host of other things that damage thinking meat or anything.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's my thinking meat. You know, women, and they got damaged downstairs mix-up meat.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them, they're so loose down there in a stiff breeze, they clap along with having the clap. Oh, we're going to hell.
Yeah. It's getting ugly over here.
All right. What do we got here for the Wheel of Woe?
You know what? I didn't even pull up the thing there. I've had a long
shoestring budget.
All kinds of fuck off.
Shoestring budget. It's totally true. It is what it is. Oh, we have another life saved, but we're going to, we have to condense it down. It's a very long email. And it's like 4 or 5 pages long.
So this charmer here, let's see what she has to say.
When you're out of shampoo and then poof, magically a new one appears the next day. Or something is getting low in the house and automatically it replenishes itself. I'm ready to be a husband. It must be nice to be a husband when you're out of shampoo and then poof, magically a new one appears the next day.
I love that. What's going on?
I buy my own shit.
So do I. I mean, to be honest, other than being, I was married for 6.5 years. I've literally, you know, since I left home at 17, I've done all my own stuff.
Yeah.
Same. It's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. And this probably goes along with that emotional labor bullshit.
Yeah.
Where they want to get paid like, you know, $50,000 to $75,000 in some type of value for emotional fucking labor.
Well, I can tell you right now by the hair dye, eyeshadow, and Tata buffet you got going on there that this one is already on Tinder.
The accolatage is you're looking
for?
Yeah. That's French for tits on a platter, I guess.
Thank you. That's great. Why don't you start with the white wheel?
All right, we're going to do the wheel of phlegm, the white wheel. Let me move this over a little bit.
Let's see where this one has placed herself, other than being a whore.
This one's stuck to the floor with red old beer. Mm-hmm. 11!
The haunted womb.
Totally. Totally. Oh my god. Shit's gonna come back to haunt you, man.
It is. Wheel number one.
Wheel number one. Hang on a minute. I should have adjusted these a little better.
We need to work on that. The whole green screen on the wheels thing is disconcerting, and I am going to come over one day and unfuck that. It will probably be soon, because I just can't take it anymore. You won't do anything about it.
You're not wrong. I have to tell you.
You've completely lost the art of PMCS. Your weapons are immaculate. I'll give you that. All your weapons are fucking immaculate.
Yes. Three.
But yeah, three. Ghosted by a man. I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
Two for two. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
You but are.
Your general daily PCMS, PMCS is lacking, bro.
I know.
I'm just going to say it.
Totally true.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
What are you going to do?
It's a weird thing about getting retired is you lose a give-a-fuck point along the way. 11 again. What is up with 11? We always.
I don't know. I trust my intuition, though. But
Of course.
That's pretty much right to spot the fuck on.
I think we have a 3 for 3. Pickle barrel.
Steve is freaking.
Yeah, that vagina is about as wide as a fucking pickle barrel, too, I imagine.
Yeah. The thing is, she was not unattractive. She was probably very attractive when she was younger, but it's too late. The damage has already been done. She is on the express train to Box Wine and Catland.
Yeah. Too many stranger vaginal collisions.
Yeah, we need to figure out what the port of call on the land side on the way to Box Wine and Catland is. Where do they embark?
Well, actually, I haven't looked at that in years. You know what? We need to figure out how to put that on the green screen and do like a.
I could do that.
A show on it. It'd be fucking hilarious.
I could do that. Let's start with this young lady here. Let's see what she has to say. I'm sure she's very nice.
Listen, I'm warning you guys now. If you are pro-military, if you're
I'm an army brat and my grandpa served in Vietnam and he's a hero. If you're one of those people, you're gonna have a bad time here. You're gonna have a bad time here because I'm gonna be talking about all the baby killing that all of your relatives did. I'm gonna be talking about all of the ways that you could have improved your lives in any other way other than selling yourself to the government. And not only did you sell yourself to the government, but you bought it. You bought into the brainwashing. We're the greatest country in the entire world. We're the greatest at incarceration and billionaires. So unless you're in jail or you have a private jet, I don't fucking care. Right? Mm. Right. No. But protection, sir. You're here to save our country. No, you're here because you couldn't get health insurance at another job and you didn't want to pay for college.
I mean, we didn't want to go into debt for college.
I really want to hook up 9-volt batteries to that thing in her forehead, whatever the fuck that is. What's going on there? What is that, like a rest for her glasses?
She needs to jumpstart her intelligence back into the average. Mm. Yeah. And listen, I hear this all the time. Now, you know, as someone who's traveled the world.
Yep.
I have seen what the majority of what the world is like without the filters and all the safety nets and bullshit.
An inordinately large portion of the world. We have both seen that.
And I traveled there with guns for my own fucking safety for the most part. And during war, I mean, you know, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, and despite the fact that there's a lot of fucked up shit going on here, this is still the best fucking country on the goddamn planet.
Hands down.
And if it wasn't, why are so many people fucking trying to get in here all the time?
Yes, exactly.
Why is that? Mm-hmm. And I can understand the baby killing. You know, I get it. Vietnam was a pretty brutal thing. But war is called fucking war for a reason.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate tool of negotiation.
Yes.
It's like, you will do what we say, or we will fucking kill you.
The idea that war should be waged in a civilized manner only exists in academia.
And the
battlefield does not give a fuck.
No. And look, I mean, I was construed by the Geneva Convention.
You were what?
We had to follow the rules of law, which are based on the Geneva Convention.
You were constrained by the Geneva
Construed,
Convention.
Constrained, whatever, man.
It's not the same word at all. God damn it.
I fucked it up. Okay, I got to bring it.
I'm going to do a whole episode beating you in the head with a dictionary. Spin the white wheel. Christ on a bicycle.
All right, hang on. Six.
Crazy, depressed, probably both at the same time.
Yes.
Probably
now, listen,
both at the same time.
A lot of these women that have the piercings and the tattoos, they're fucking depressed.
Yeah.
That's a form of self-cutting,
often,
I guess.
Often the case. Yeah, it is. It is a form of cutting.
Yes. Yep. They want to feel something, so they cut themselves.
Uh-huh.
But that's just me. I'm not a psychologist, nor do I wish to be.
That's nice.
A one.
Really? Yep. I just need time. I'm sure she says that to all the, and she'll find a boy she likes and he'll be like, "You're crazy, bitch. I just need time."
Yeah.
You just
I'm
need
sure.
give me time to get to know me.
Yeah. Look, oh. Man. These
nope. Oof.
I'm very aggravated right now.
Nope.
No. How about we go with the big no?
Oh my god.
Four.
Bad dick. Based on this, I'll bet you she got some hard body, just out infantry guy who absolutely tendicked the shit out of her and then walked away.
I'm getting deployed. I gotta go. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, uh-huh. I bet this sounds, because she really hates the military, this sounds to me like she got post-tour tendick.
Now listen, you know,
and then cut away.
I wish I could recommend the young people of today go in the military. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come here to have me lie to you.
Yep.
What I saw with the fucking crazy toxic leadership and incompetence.
Yes.
Was fucking insane
and inexcusable.
Yeah, like when I first came in, yeah, there was some toxic leadership and there was some, you know, people who were fucking out of their mind and incompetent, but it wasn't.
You're always going to have that.
You're always going to have that. Like I remember, like we had, like I was an RTO standing next to my platoon leader. Mm-hmm. I was just a dude in the talk with the battalion. And we were literally listening to M60 tanks coming across an objective on Yakima. Mm-hmm. And we were going to link up with them the next day. And we had guys, you know, in fighting positions. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Sure.
And the brigade commander was there, and he's just like, okay, he's radioing a section of tanks. Lieutenant is in charge of like three or five tanks.
Oh, God, I love this story.
He's like, what is your location right now? And I swear to you, this lieutenant gets on the fucking radio and he's like, we're under the moon now. And I'm a private first class. I am nothing. My lieutenant, he literally just does this and he just kind of turns a little, because he doesn't want to start laughing hysterically. You have the armor commander, battalion commander, and our infantry battalion commander and the brigade commander, and the look on the brigade commander is just like holy fuck. And he makes this statement like, we have a 60-ton vehicle rolling around out there somewhere who doesn't know where the fuck he is. Gets on the radio. It's like, sir, yes, stop moving right now. We'll come get you in the morning.
You're relieved, buddy.
And like,
you are relieved for cause, because the number one thing,
I don't know what's going on. I was just a private. I didn't know this was like a career ending event. I'm just like, oh, that guy's an idiot.
He's done. I wouldn't have known when I was a private either, but now both of us having.
And my LT and I walk out of the tent and we're walking down to where the Joes are sleeping. He just goes, you understand what happened? It's right. I'm like, the guy's an idiot. He goes, oh, dude's done. He's going to probably be mopping floors for the rest of his fucking career. Fuck that guy. He's out. Oh, my God.
Number one thing armor needs to know is where they are, because otherwise you get crunchies, and nobody likes crunchies.
No, that's a whole lot of people.
We have gone down Los Rabbit Hole.
Sorry.
Let's move on to number three here, actually.
Well, hang on. She doesn't look too bad. You can't see her body, though.
I can't see a body, but just there, she's a six.
Five and a half, six and a half, somewhere in there. Yeah.
She's a first glance six.
Oh, we need to do a beauty fucking episode.
Because there is definitely a timeline. You look across the bar, there she is. She's a six. You start to go toward her. She turns toward you. She's got freaking like one eye off to the side, and
it goes down to a four.
And radish legs.
You write that down. First glance, six. That is awesome. Okay.
Hang on, writing that down. Okay, let's let her talk. I'll write that down while she talks.
Mullet, 6 foot, white boy, truck, piece of shit, military, army, police chief, owner of a company, white boy, Republican, mullet, mustache, nobody dark features, that. Black eyes. I don't want to see anything behind those eyes. I want to see dead eyes. I love that. I love it. Mullet. Mm.
Psycho.
Yeah, this one's like... This is the one you do actually hook up with, and it's like, woohoo!
Yeah, this is a bail situation right here.
And then around 3 a.m, this side comes out.
Well, if she likes looking in the dead eyes, she wants to date psychos.
Yeah.
Because those are the guys who will fucking cut you up and kill you. I've seen that. That is not even, no. Whew.
Yeah. All right. Hide your body parts in a cooler.
The white one. Phlegm. Will. Twelve.
PTSD.
Yeah. Oh, that is right on the money.
There is an extremely high chance of that in her case.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Because see those eyes right there, kitties? Those are the dead eyes she's talking about.
Yes. She wants to see herself in the man she wants to bang. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is scary. This one's fucked up, bro.
This one's got bad vibes.
This one is beyond fucked up.
Burn some sage. Somebody burn some sage.
13.
General bitch.
Yes.
That's a safe fucking bet here. That is a safe bet.
We also need to do like the levels of bitchiness.
Yeah. There are definitely levels of bitchiness. Some chicks have a bitch off switch.
Bitch off. Oh my God.
They do have a bitch off
switch. This is going to be comedy gold. These are some good redonkulous fucking blackboard episodes.
Yeah.
Write that down too. Levels of bitch. Okay. That's going to be great. Right. It's like I did the ethnic anger scale. I can do the levels of bitch scale.
Latina stabby scale.
Yes. So, 14.
14. Arrogant.
Yes.
That's extremely
another. That's another 3 out of 3.
It is. She's a 3 out of 3.
I remember when I brought this up, you're like, this is going to be so stupid.
It's really accurate. Like, this is really dumb. And it's actually turned out to be, it works, and I don't know why. But who cares?
I came up with all the criteria on the wheels.
How many pieces of equipment did we have in the army that we were like, this is stupid? And it worked after a while. You know, you get to be the older guy with the piece of equipment and you get that new private. This is stupid, Sergeant.
I know. But to sit down, I used to get that all the time. I'm like,
it's stupid,
you're absolutely right,
but it works.
Sit down and just watch.
Yeah. Oh my God, Sergeant, why does that work?
No idea.
Nobody knows, man.
I have just no idea.
And the cycle continues. And the psycho continues.
Psycho continues.
This is a hot take and probably
continue. I can't hear her.
She's really low. Why are you so low? Let me turn that up again. The first thing she says is, this is a hot take.
This is a hot take and probably going to trigger people. But I think we should worship women.
Like, worship women?
Stop worshiping women.
Yeah.
We're pretty fucking cool. Like, you guys should worship us. It shouldn't be the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't think she even needs the wheels, man. This one's like all the way gone.
Well, no, the worshiping the woman thing.
Yeah.
Well, we did that. And most of the men walking around out there who started doing that can no longer walk around because they have so many goddamn knives in their backs.
That's true. It's hard to walk around with those knives.
You're like, you meet a new woman, you're like, excuse me, I have to consolidate the knives in my back to make room for yet just another one. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Hit the white wheel.
White wheel. 8.
prideful biatch.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty obvious at this point. You should worship us.
Worship us. I'm not prideful or arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, we're on it today, man. That's so three pickle barrels. So far, so good.
Yeah.
That's three pickle barrels. That's pretty good. Another seven.
This is entirely possible given her appearance. Debt stress. I smell college debt. Why does she want to be worshipped? Because she wants some man to pay for all of her shit.
Yeah. Okay. I did not make that deduction, but yeah.
No, I would. I look at her. Look at her age. She's probably 22 to 24 and probably sitting under a mountain of bachelor's and or master's
debt. Yeah.
Debt.
Jesus Christ. This is number seven. This is the reasons wheel.
Headache. I mean, that's fairly obvious. She's probably stoned out of her mind and experiencing a really bad headache.
There's a head. Oh, nah. Well, I can't really. I think that's a half. That's enough.
Okay, we'll get that a half. That's fair.
So we didn't get 4 out of 4.
Okay, I mean, it's not a perfect.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
We're not here for perfection. That is not the goal of this activity.
Mm-hmm. And when I made up these wheels, I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, what are some of the fucked up shit women say? And what are the excuses they make?
It's like a training exercise. This is a familiarization program we're doing here for you. So you get to see various types of women and the associated afflictions so that you have a catalog in your head. So when you actually run into these women in real life, you can go, I've seen that on the Wheel of Woe.
And we're actually getting emails from guys who started watching our stuff in like 2013 who are like in their 30s now.
Yeah.
Who send us gratitude letters like, yeah, I was doing this shit at the bar. And all of a sudden I'm like, I could hear your voice. Like, you're fucking up by the numbers.
You're fucking up by the numbers.
What? Yeah. You're fucking up.
I almost followed that snail trail out the door, didn't you, son?
Yeah. About face. Forward march. You're done here. You're leave. Done leave now. Here. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Pop the HC smoke, my friend. My boy, pop the HC smoke. Okay, this one's a fun one. I watched
this is the last one, right?
Yeah, this is the last one.
All right.
Thank the Lord above that I didn't have my first makeout till college, because a bad kiss in high school would have sent me to a manic episode. Because of the way a bad kiss in college, I sit on that shit for like a week. It's like PTSD, like it runs in my head. But in high school, like I would have just gone to the other team. I would have just been lesbian. Like, I just know in high school I would have not had the mental capacity to realize that it was just one man. It was just one dude.
In other words, her sophomore year of college, she became a lesbian.
All right, so she ran into a dude who couldn't kiss. Okay. There's greater tragedies.
Right.
All right, you think that's
what
bad?
What she's doing is looking for the excuse to spend her sophomore year flicking beans and licking tacos.
Mm, the Lumpy Liver Liquor Express?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. She thinks a bad kiss is bad. Just wait and see you get the tooth of my Bob blow chop. It's a goddamn Umber Hulk down there. It's horrible. Umber Hulk. Yeah, Steve got that joke.
Wow. I'm seeing people saying they didn't hear anything. Did you not hear anything?
I heard it on my end, but it was on the
on the low side. She was complaining about a bad kiss and how that all would have made her a lesbian in high school. So in college, it's not going to make her a lesbian until her sophomore year.
Anyway. Yeah. So the way it works is Steve is like, 61 miles away?
Roughly, yes.
He's remoting in through my system that goes through a soundboard that I don't have access to because I'm in here running my suck hole here.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with a variable that every video has a different form of sound and is at a different, level.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. If Super we low. Had a better budget, we had people that could manage shit, yeah. then it would be better. Just okay. is what it is.
Now, I'm seeing in the chat super low. Is our sound super low, or was the college lesbian sound super low?
Yeah, learning curve here. Learning curve.
Give us the measure here. Are you talking about us, or are you talking about the college lesbian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watching the chat, waiting for a response. Videos you play are all low. That's really odd. Okay.
We'll have to work on that in the future.
Maybe the soundboard. Just your vids. You're okay. Okay.
Wheel.
The white wheel. Do it. Coop. I pulled up a browser to cover them. General panic. Yeah, she is
yes. kind of
generally panicking about whether or not she should go taco.
Do a Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
11 again. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Holy shit.
That's crazy. Overwhelmed. She has just stated that she is overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah, that's accurate.
Yep.
Get ready for your lotto cards, gentlemen. We'll see if we get another 11. 11 always pops up on these wheels. It's weird.
It is strange.
2.
Oh, this is definitely the case. She is strong and independent.
Oh!
Because wow. you know, she's in college now.
We only had one miss.
Yeah.
One miss.
I had my sister tell me about a year and a half ago that my niece was smarter than I am because she's in college. I'm like, my niece is 18.
Uh-huh.
She's smarter than you. She's in college. I have 3 degrees.
Yeah. And listen, being in college has nothing to do with intelligence.
At all. Nothing.
I wouldn't say at all, but it doesn't guarantee you super smart.
No. Well, these You're days, you get into college.
What?
These days. Almost anybody can yes. get into college.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I couldn't get in with a 2.51 GPA when I was in high school. They wouldn't even talk to me. I had to go to OCC if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was just it. Army for me.
Move over to the other room.
Moving.
Stop running your suck. Yeah, my sister is one of those weird academic socialists who's never done anything but teach before, and now she's setting my niece up for failure, and it drives me nuts because I can't get to my niece to help her adjust to the actually really real world.
Stand and by.
There's Pop.
Excellent. Well, the computer went to sleep.
I saw that. It's okay. It came right back.
All right.
It's fucking We're good. Sound is good.
Everything's appears to be adequate.
This next one is not a video at all, but it is nightmare fuel out the ass. A robot/drone company has come up with a heavy work drone for fighting like fires and shit like that. I approve of this. This is a very good use. Yeah, that's excellent, except for one little tiny detail.
Huh.
That's nightmare fuel right there, man. I see that coming out of a fire in the dark, and rounds are going downrange.
That's absolutely correct. Being attacked by Minotaur centaurs.
Let's give it a chainsaw. That'll be great.
Holy shit.
This is real, too.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I looked it up. This is a company website. This is satiris.com. I'll drop it in a couple of the chats here because fuck, lads.
Fuck that noise, man.
Yeah, it actually reminds me of, do you remember the Micronauts?
Yes, I love those.
It reminds me of Baron Karza, the magnetic dude.
Mm-hmm.
That you could take apart and combine with his horse.
Mm-hmm. I actually have all of the Micronauts as a child.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No, we're old.
We are old.
Micronauts were fucking awesome. Anyway, this is a really good idea. I'm questioning the choice of appearance. As it turns out, the horns have cameras in them so that it can see around it. It's got 360 degree vision. So, okay, but the rest of the form is pretty clearly fucking right out of somebody's nightmare fueled drunken rage of some kind.
Oh no. If you trace this back, the guy played D&D.
Probably.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It doesn't have hands, which is I think this is a smart feature right here. It's got gadgets. You can attach gadgets to it, which is this is great.
It had pincers.
Quick connect wrist interface. You can put pincers on it.
Okay.
Resilient precision. That right there, my friends, is deliberate design. Okay.
Correct.
You were making scary shit on purpose. Okay. Somebody there is making scary shit on purpose and laughing all the way to the bank.
You know what would be hilarious if we got our hands on one of those and went up north?
I'd love to get my hands on one of these.
Wrote it.
This doesn't help. You're not helping yourself.
But if you fucking, you know, remote it around people's trailers and shit, then
yeah.
It would go fucking berserk.
We would absolutely do that too. We would absolutely fuck with you on that level.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
Yeah, we would absolutely. I had to show that because that's just pure fucking nightmare fuel. So, okay, that's fine. Let's do a little timeline cleanse. We'll do this instead. Apparently, these ladies call themselves the Dust Bunnies, and it's a thing.
Are they like professional cleaners or something?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm going to take that off the screen because that hurts my soul a little bit.
Well, it's just sad. It's just sad. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Like
it's not.
I cannot hang.
That's
out
a bad. With a woman. That's a bad choice.
I could not hang out on a woman on a like on a permanent basis that has all that ink on her. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I agree. I fucking agree.
I'm out.
I fucking agree, man. Hang on. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out why I'm being told our video is low. There's got to be a volume control for the video on your soundboard there. Do you happen to know which one it is?
I do not.
Of course you don't. No. You know we've been doing this for years and you still don't even know what that video box does.
Play a video with sound and I'll see where it is on the board and then I will toggle.
Stand by. I will not talk. Here we go.
I ran into a guy that I used to date a few days ago and I just sent him a message. Like I was like, hey, it was really good running into you. Like I just really hope that you have a wonderful life. I want you to know that you were a bar raiser for me and I'm really glad for the time that we had together. And I wasn't really trying to like rekindle anything or anything. Just the way that we ended it, he ended things because he knew that
was
he
better
standards, which yeah. I think is a hard
there we go somebody you said good
thing to do, and I have so much respect and admiration for him for doing that, and I really appreciate him doing that. Anyways, I ended up being the one to send the last message. He like responded and then I responded back and then he didn't say anything, and like I said, I wasn't trying to rekindle anything, but I will all.
Do you hear it? There's a kid in the back. And do you hear what she's saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's plotting a sling back.
Always respond, even if it's nothing that needs to be responded to. Like, even if someone's like, haha, okay, I'll respond and I'll say cool. Because, like, I never want somebody to feel like they're not responding.
Let us know in the chat. Can you hear the kid in the background? If we fix the sound?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I always like feel a little embarrassed when I'm the one who's responded last. And I don't think that that's something that I should be embarrassed about. Like, I don't know. I think it's cool that I always want the other person to feel responded to.
Yeah, okay.
It's such a sad sling back. It's because she's talking about a guy that she really liked and doesn't know why she ended up with. And she's stupid enough to do this video with the kid in the back chattering away.
Wow.
You know what? I'd like to see the kid because I have a suspicion.
Yes. Yes. So do I. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat already said chirp.
Got it. Got it. We understand completely.
Hey, it is what it is. In this day and age, it is what it is. Okay. Yep. We shouldn't have to be sensitive or walk on eggshells around that shit because it's a fact.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm not gonna pretend like it doesn't happen.
Yeah, first of all, yep. When I was like looking to get married, there was two or three women that had kids that were, you know, trying to worm their way in, and there was just no way I was having any of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not doing it. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Yeah. That's not interested in playing that game.
No. Well, one, you lose respect and honor. And respect and honor, you know, to a masculine man is very, very high on the list.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a scientist, one of those guys, you know, yep. Mr. Blue Pill. Now, listen, when I was, you know, growing up, my mother programmed me with all that blue pill bullshit, and it fucked me up. It took me.
I too went through that whole thing.
Yeah.
I too went through that whole thing.
And you have to go through the rude awakening phase.
Yeah. 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 And it's a process, too. It's a fucking process. It's, all right.
Next one.
Let's move this along.
You don't tell me what the fuck to do no more, bro. Fuck no. Look at this crazy ass bitch. Stop.
Call the yeah.
Stop, Ali, chill the fuck out, bro. Bro, what the fuck?
Yep.
Really, bro? Really? Really? Chill.
That's breaking and entering right there.
Right there, it's over.
Chill.
Yep. That's breaking and entering.
Chill, bro. Ali, chill. Chill. Chill, bro. Chill. Chill. Chill the fuck out, bro. Really? Chill, bro. Chill, bro. Get away from me.
Yeah. Turn this off, man. This is getting out of hand.
Yeah, that's go straight to jail. Do not collect $200.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I've seen that.
I have seen that as well.
Behavior.
I have been called to the barracks when I was a sergeant, or out of the barracks to on-post housing because of shit like this.
We had one in the barracks in a hallway. A girlfriend brought a knife and was pre-stabby. She had not gotten all the way to stabby yet. But,
yep. Mm-hmm. But she passed go and was probably on her way to jail.
She was a civilian. Somebody got her on post and somebody got her past the CQ in the barracks. And I was the barracks sergeant. And somebody comes banging on my door. Sir, we've got a problem out here. I came out. I'm like, oh, God.
There we go.
Go get the fucking duty, NCO.
All right, next one.
Corralled her and got her the fuck to the MPs. But yeah, that was this next one here is one of my favorite things to watch, although I would have never wanted to be artillery. Boop. Stop.
Is that a chick?
Yeah. She's already fucked up the time on target. Those crews fire on a precise schedule. And one of the hallmarks of the American artillery that every other country has commented on is we can do what's called time on target. We've got all of the calculations and fucking algebra and trigonometry and ass calculus done where we can put 10 rounds in the same spot all at the same time from 6 different directions.
a 50 meter circle.
Yeah, in a 50 meter circle. And when you hand a girl those powder charges or a 155 round, she does not have the body strength to do that more than one or two times.
Correct.
And she is going to fuck up your time on target, and that shit ain't funny. Yeah.
Hook up!
Fire!
Winning!
Yep.
And you can't do it! I'm sorry!
First of all, I've been there.
Yeah.
On fobs that were doing counter battery fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a well-oiled machine.
Yes. Yep.
Like, literally, it's like boom, boom. Like, within 18, I think it's 18 seconds to get everything done. Bubble up, boom. I mean.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really impressive. But if she, once she starts to lag like that, that gun comes off the cycle. No longer on time on target.
And correct.
That gets people fucking killed, man.
That's how you get people killed. And
that's how you get the wrong people killed.
Well, that's how you get hang fire.
Yeah.
You get a hang, or what's it? Not a hang fire, a short fire, fall short.
Short fire. Yep. Yeah. That killed a couple of my buddy John's troops. They had a round fall short at Fort Drum. It hit a chow tent during an exercise, and it was a live round.
Dude, I remember hearing about that.
That was my buddy John Sampson.
Yeah.
Three of his troops were killed.
Yeah, actually, they still talk about that today.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Where are we? This next one's a lot more fun. It's more military shit, but it's more fun. This is the bongo truck. These are everywhere overseas.
Yeah. This is... Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm not anymore, though.
This is the new drop-launched variant of the Griffin missile used in the AC-130 gunship.
Oh, wow.
It is launched from the rear cargo door using a pneumatic launcher.
Oof. So not only can Spooky orbit you with death, which is one of those terrifying things on the battlefield, mm-hmm. it now has guided missiles.
Wow.
This is the new drop-launched variant of...
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a squirter. Not anymore. Thank you, Spooky.
There you go. That's pretty fucking creepy, man.
For those of you who have never had the joy of seeing Spooky on the battlefield or even in an exercise, I've only seen it during an exercise, but I know guys who called it in.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the coolest sights in the air.
I saw it used in Panama and in Fallujah 1.
Yeah.
Listen, that thing is fucking creepy as fuck.
Yeah. It is like some elder god thing that appears in the air and just rains down.
And by 2040, it'll all be AI ran. So if it goes off the rails, a lot of people are going to get smoked.
Yeah, that's true. But now it has guided missiles. Yeah, that should be
great. Sense. I can't wait. And then by 2040, it'll have lasers. Lasers.
And if sharks.
Yeah, fuck.
Sharks with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stressed. Yep. I can't find my rings.
Okay, hang on. What happened here?
I'm stressed.
Okay. I heard I'm stressed.
Yeah, hang on. This is great.
I'm stressed. I can't find my rings.
Where are they? Your wedding rings?
Yeah, what other rings
have
I
ever
worn?
Somebody, I can tell you that. What do you mean? Like
who?
I don't know. Whoever bought
them
from the pawn shop that I gave it to.
Oh!
Cheating on me.
Oh!
What are you talking about?
You've been acting super weird
lately. What are you talking about? Have you
not man, this dude is a fucking savage.
You've been coming home late from work every day, telling me that you're somewhere that you're not. You shared your location with me, so I see where you're at. If you tell me you're going to the bar, you're not. It's some neighborhood.
Okay.
And some house all the time.
Okay, and you haven't thought to, like, maybe just have a conversation with me and ask me, like, what's going on? No. Instead of selling my rings?
I don't.
And, like, not paying attention?
No, I don't need to. Because I know that you're cheating on me, because I saw that you have an active Tinder account, too.
Okay, but that
really solidifies.
No, that doesn't give you the right to sell my rings.
Wow.
No, they're mine.
No, they're mine. I don't care who bought them.
I paid $25,000 for them, for you. Okay. For you to be, for you to make the vows to be faithful to me, and you are not. So you do not deserve those rings, and you don't deserve me either. So with that money that I bought from the rings, I'm hiring an attorney, and I'm filing for a divorce.
No.
I'm not kidding. See if I'm kidding.
Wait, why?
I don't understand. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are witnessing here is called a tactical hoectomy. Okay? This guy did his prep. This guy did his early intelligence work. He did all of the strategic shit. And you are witnessing the linear ambush of a tactical hoectomy here.
It's one hell of a conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't understand. You're a cheating whore. We're done here.
Listen, for him to stay as calm as he is,
I am impressed by his calm.
Listen, man, when it was going on with me, I was fucking ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I was ruined.
Yep.
Wow.
Me too. Couldn't sleep for weeks.
Neither could I. I can't sleep anyway, but yeah.
I would sleep like 2 hours and wake up with like night terrors and sweats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I've dated women since then, and I've had some women like, well, it just don't seem to get like super close. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not doing that again. I'm good. One serving of that fucked up shit is enough to last a lifetime.
Yeah.
Popster is out.
Now, our next one here is a masterclass in trolling to make a point here.
Are you good?
Yes. You want to come with me?
Guys, this is the craziest experience I've ever had. Let's take it from the top.
I'm live with 20,000 people.
I downloaded this app called Parallel Live that makes it look like you have tens and thousands of people watching. And instantly, I became the life of the party. You have to see what happens now. The audience is AI generated, which can hear you and respond, which is hilarious. She couldn't get enough.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Who are you?
I'm Logan.
Wow.
You're cute. You're hot. Like, we're getting married.
I think that you're cute too.
Dude,
the audience started donating, and I've never experienced anything like that.
Guys,
we free tickets.
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes. You want to come with me?
Oh my God!
Crazy. I've never experienced this level of tension before. If you want,
that is a masterclass, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I'm just going to be
honest. Ho trolling right there.
That is how you're going to catch a charge. I would
as
not.
As long as he doesn't actually, as long as that, what you're looking at right there, as long as that never leaves the actual venue, he's good to go.
Correct. Correct.
As long as that never, see the edge of the tent there by the tree? As long as he lets go right there and says, you're a hoe, we're done, thanks.
Or he makes excuses and then ghosts. Totally cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, listen, man.
Masterclass at hoe.
It's a masterclass. But if I was a younger man and not thinking properly, I would abuse that shit and I would catch a charge and be in big trouble.
In today's world, you would abuse it and catch a charge. But back in our day when we were young, no such thing existed. But
back in our day, you could like, I'm a doctor, and you could like, you can make up all kinds of shit if you could talk the talk.
Yeah,
you got the poon.
Sometimes if you cracked a beer the right way.
Oh, yeah. There you go. But you could definitely do that shit.
Yep.
Holy smoking Joe Frazier.
That's a good one, though. That is a master class in ho-troll.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lower myself to that standard to try to break off a piece of poon. No.
No.
Not worth your time, Jimmy. Not worth your time.
I go to the bar. I sit down. I want to be left alone. I will bullshit with the bartender or the waitress, take them orders. If someone wants to sit down, I'll bullshit with them, whatnot. But after that, I'm like, I'm going to go home now. I'm going to go home alone.
Pop has Pop has sat in the corner of the bar that I go to. It's a roadhouse. So he has seen, I just pick a corner. My buddy Rob and I sit there and we just hang out and we don't want to interact with anybody.
Correct.
Yeah.
And listen, if you guys are watching on Rumble, repost this video to your personal channels, please.
Yeah.
We can get out there for more people.
Yep. Yeah. But hoes like that only care about wealth and status. That's true. I saw that a couple of people say that in the chat. You're absolutely fucking correct. That's why I grabbed that video. Look how easily she went from disinterested to wet enough to be used as a slip and slide.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. We have a crash out.
Hello. Can I help you?
Did you forget?
What?
You're coming home. Get out of here.
Stop.
Get out of here.
Hello, can I help you?
Apparently, the daughter's social media was still visible to the mom because she just got to college and she took a couple of extra credits in her freshman year.
Uh-huh.
Hoology, cockology, and advanced penis studies.
And she also probably took tonsil buttering 101.
Yes, that would be an elective, but yes. And her mom found that and
wow.
It like literally removed her from college. There's a whole story that goes with it in the thing, but the mom like literally walks into her lecture and removes her.
Hey, Jim. Jimmy. Yo. I want you to make some noise so I can find out where you are on the board.
All right. Oh, let me make some noise here. Making some noise. Am I good? 5x5.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're good to go. All right.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this next one is a nurse.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It starts with lost a patient today. She loses a patient, so the first thing she does is.
I'm the one Shelly was told.
Yeah, definitely gonna have to mute this one. Yep, that sounds about right.
He's making the point.
Uh-huh.
This nurse freaking loses the patient. The first thing she does is make a TikTok video. That's how entitled and detached these women have become in many cases.
Yeah.
And I'm doing some research for Pop because he's going to go up against Destiny in a debate on the red pill issue. And I have been finding piece after piece of stuff just like this. And then you get articles. I sent you an article today that you have to read. You have to read that along with the fight tapes.
Okay.
This is your pre-fight fucking workup, dude.
No, I'm good. Nope. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. And the article talks about all these things that are red pill and they're bullshit. And then goes like three paragraphs in and says, oh, well, they're all true though, but don't pay any attention to that.
Well, we call that logic damning.
Yes.
Yeah. They damn the logic in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom is like it's all valid, you know, and then they start saying it's all true.
Yes. Yeah. We have this next one is it is not licensed music, just so you know. But we're gonna set her to music.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list, and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page, and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice. And I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area.
Yeah.
I think we know exactly where this is going.
Creepy.
Now, all right. Now, one, yes, that is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But men do that, and men mastered that.
I've never done that.
I have friends of mine that have
never done that. Never even thought about doing that.
I'm just telling you that has. Okay. I've seen guys do that before, and they've mastered it.
Okay,
mastered it. Yeah,
that's creepy level stalking. That's like stalker operations.
Look, I get it. I get it. But you know, if it works out, 30 years from now, it's a funny story.
30 years from now, it's a funny story. Yeah, okay. But meanwhile,
right now, there's a creep to it. There, yeah. I'm not going to say it's not.
There's
creepy.
A lot of creep to that.
That's some stalking. That's some sniper level stalking right there.
That's like advanced sniper stalking. That's duct tape and fucking flip flops to your feet.
Yeah, that dude was fucking. I just wow. Wow.
We'll tell that story again later, but not right now. Okay.
Three websites that everybody used to know, Hacker Edition.